Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dakin Miles, bee-friendly farming director with the Pollinator Partnership. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So the first thing that cotton growers can do to protect pollinators is to plant habitat. And that can be in a whole variety of different types of habitat. Things like cover crop are a great way to use temporary habitat. Permanent habitat types like hedgerows are fantastic as well. They support our native pollinators through permanent habitat, giving floral resources and nesting habitat as well. And then they also provide pest management benefits and can harbor natural enemies. Bee-friendly farming is a certification program that we run and operate. It revolves around sort of a few key principles about what being bee-friendly is. The first one is habitat, like we just talked about. Putting in habitat, growers have to at least have 3% of their cropped acreage in pollinator habitat. The second big one is implementing integrated pest management and having a really robust integrated pest management program that considers pollinators and other beneficials in it. So that includes, you know, monitoring, prevention techniques, kind of all of the key tenets of IPM. That's really the gist of it, to be honest. It's a pretty straightforward certification, but we have plenty of guidelines on our website as well. Pollinator Partnership's website is pollinator.org, and then beefriendlyfarming.org will take you to the Bee Friendly Farming Program directly. And we have a handbook. We have guides for all the different ecoregions in the U.S. We even have farming-specific guides and other resources.